Commission will consider the application for a vote. That's it.
All right, thank you. First item we have is review and action of the September 8, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, would I be able to get a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Mr. Chairman, may I make a motion?
Yes.
I would move that the public participation tonight be limited to 4 minutes per person, not including the presenters.
All right, we have a motion on the floor for a 4 minute limit, less the applicant. Do we have a second? Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we will move into public hearing and final vote. We do have 2 rezones and then 3 conditional use permits. Just for everyone's information in the audience on the rezones, we hear the rezone applications, and then we vote on a recommendation to approve or deny the application as presented, and it's put in a form of a resolution that's sent to the Taney County Commission. So the Taney County Commission makes the final decision on that, and I've got a note here that that will be October 1st, a Tuesday, or excuse me, October 21st, 2025, a Tuesday, and that's at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Tuesday.
For everyone's information. So we'll move into the first rezone, 2025-021.
Okay. Owner Bob and Ashton DeJager, location subject property is at 2174 State Highway 160, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 26, Township 22, excuse me, Township 24, Range 22. Bo and Ashton DeJager are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a zoning request of one parcel, 06-7.0-26-000-000-027.000. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural district. They're requesting R3 multifamily residential district. So according to the assessor, the property is exactly 16.5 acres with a slight adjustment that'll be coming soon, and I'll present that to the board here soon. There's also a MoDOT cell tower on the property, and I'll show you guys that too. Utilities for this property will be well water, and for the wastewater will be a septic system. We need to also maybe consider doing an R3 and the size of a wastewater lateral field if a public sewer is not a better choice on that. So. Anyway, so let me get to it here. Okay, if you see the 65 interchange right here, and go all the way out, this is 248, so we're on the west side of our county. I'm going to say this wrong, but I think this is 160 coming into it. Am I right, guys? Can you help me on that? So it's right there at the corner of 248 and 160. So the name of the subdivision is Tinker right now. And you can see a little closer. Here's the cell tower I was telling you about. It's already lotted up. It's already an existing subdivision. This is lot one, and I think this is lot two. Maybe this is a track, I'm not sure. It doesn't show up on Beacon. So say lot one. So the request is for this parcel around it right here. And then I'm going to show you about the existing MoDOT cell tower. And then here recently, you guys also approved a Verizon tower in the same location. So I've been working with HDR on cutting that out and creating a subdivision. So we're going to talk everything about around that. Let me show you one more. So, zoning, it's A1. Like I said, they want to be R3. They got a little C2, a little RR. rural residential down here, and mainly A1 and a little bit of R1 over here. So here is what HDR is working on. So you can see we got a utility lot. There's that existing cell tower. Here's the one you guys just approved a month or two ago. This is the Verizon tower that's going to be placed in there. So what I had them cut out the minimum size that we would require. So I got one lot out of them with 1 acre, and the reason it's under our conventional standards is based on the fact that they put on the plat that it is just for utilities. They can't ever build a home or anything on that lot. So it's kind of our standard practice on a small lot like that. So I kind of drew it out for you. Here's that 1 acre. So once again, we're speaking about all this around it. And any questions for me before I turn it over to the applicant? All right, I'll have the applicant come up and speak.
My name is Woody Eager. I'm the owner of the property. he pretty much kind of went over all the bases of what I'm looking at. I don't own the house of that other lot. That's previous owner. I have no access to that one. My intention for the property to do multifamily is do 2, maybe 3, if the land allows for it, fourplex units, single level. And they, from what I've looked at, they would be towards the back of the property. So I don't plan on tearing down all the trees, although the only area is just enough to build the fourplex units there. I've had some talks for what type of sewer options I have. So I'm kind of in works with that to make that decision on how many units I can have and what I'm limited to. But right now I'm looking at 2. Because of how the land lays, there's 2 kind of flat plateaus and 2 separate areas, and that have a ravine in between it, and then lots of trees.
Is it over here?
yeah, the one is straight northeast towards, yeah, more that way is one of them, and the other one is probably halfway over that, yeah, right in there.
Okay.
Cody, can you fill the contour line?
Yeah. Probably going to have to focus in on it, so you're going to lose the picture a little bit. So I think he's speaking of this flatter area.
Yep.
Somewhere
right in, yeah, back in that area. Okay. It's probably more towards the bottom of the picture, I think.
Yeah, in this flatter
area. Yeah, right in there. And then there, it is kind of flattish on the other side of the lot 1, but I don't have any final decision on anything over there.
This area?
Yeah.
Once again, here's the cell tower. I think we'll have to create a new entrance, obviously. You can't have them coming in by the tower.
Yep. It looks like whoever owned the property before me, I bought this property last year, and there is kind of a cut in. That it's flat enough, but I obviously have to talk with MoDOT on that one too.
Your access to the middle one there would be right down the ridge top.
Yeah. So it's actually right in there, and if you looked by the road, halfway between the cell tower and the property line, there's kind of a cut in right. Yep, right about there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It goes there, and then there's actually kind of a little path. I would say that leads back into the back one, so it would be one entrance, and then it winds off into both of those flat areas.
You can't do it by law, can you?
I don't believe so. No.
And you're going to leave this as one property?
Yeah.
Cut them. Okay.
Yeah.
Cody,
I'm informed otherwise of a reason why I can't leave it one property, but that's beyond my knowledge.
Could you zoom farther out, just like what's north, south? Yeah, like. There you go.
Did you say across 160 is R2? What was that zone?
RR.
RR?
Yeah. RR here, got some R1 here, little C2 down there.
Any other questions for the applicant before we see if there's anybody for public hearing?
You plan on monthly rentals, like nightly or not?
Monthly, yeah,
nightly
long term,
with
monthly.
With lease or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application? Don't have anybody, so you can stay up.
I have a question. If they want to do, if you want to put a nightly rental in an R3, you got to get the conditional use permit, right? It's not.
No, we don't allow it.
It does not allow it.
We don't allow it in R1, R2, R3.
Or R3 too?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew the one and two.
So they'd have to rezone, right?
Okay.
Yeah, my only comment from a safety standpoint is the
entrance.
Yeah, the entering with the curves, and but that's really really MoDOT's responsibility.
Between two big trees. Yeah, so it's right there.
That's a good example.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
MoDOT's going to be tough.
I drive by that all.
Yep.
You know what the speed limit is right there?
45.
What is that?
400 feet each way.
It'll
have
1,000
foot.
Yeah.
Again, though, that would be the state would figure that out. Mm-hmm. That would be possible. Pretty straightforward application. Any other comments, yeah. Questions?
We've had some experiences with folks that have put in some things on the state road, and the state doesn't have any teeth when it comes to their entrance. And if we don't say something about the entrance, then they don't have to put in an entrance. So do you have any problem if I make a motion to do that? And a part of it includes the wording on your decision of record that you will adhere to whatever the state requires?
Sure.
Okay. I know you're not figured you would, but we got to get it wrote down or nobody will know what we did.
Sure, sure. Understood.
Now, I have to read a specific motion to give to the Taney County Commission, so I think that would really be up to them. Cody, what's your thought on that, since we're just either approving or denying?
Recommended denial.
So when I give my presentation, I put the basics, like right here, R3 requirements, setbacks, that. I could put it as number 4 on there as a recommendation from this board. They abide by MoDOT's entrance standard requirements, which is a paved approach out of your right of way.
But it wouldn't be in the motion.
Well, I don't know that it would have to be paved if this is a residential application. So I don't know.
It will need to be. Yes.
Okay.
It's a commercial. Since it's more than one for a single family, this will be a commercial building permit.
Okay.
It wouldn't actually be in the motion. You're correct. But I would put it as a recommendation to them for them to read, to go through.
Okay.
You're following that, Bill?
I wasn't listening. I was having my own thought of trying to understand why it's stated as a residential district, but then I have commercial permits.
It is. It's a little confusing, but the structure itself will be a commercial structure.
Okay.
It's for residential people, but you will be pulling a commercial.
Okay. I'll have to look into it. I guess I've never looked into commercial.
It's not too complicated. Presley is our permit expert. She does them a lot, so she can walk you through it when the time comes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Are you ready?
Almost ready.
Okay.
It's not a big deal, but you're renting them and you're getting money for them, so it makes it actually a commercial application.
Okay.
That's why you got
it. Okay. Gotcha.
I'm finished.
All right. So we do